It's nice to hear the rain on the roof, isn't it? It's become such a foreign sound. We're still in the farewell discourse of our Lord. He's with his apostles. We, in a sense, through this gospel passage, have a seat at the table, if you will. And we're listening to our Lord's advice to his apostles. And this particular advice this week, it goes deeper, much deeper, into what he's been trying to say to his apostles over the past 3 weeks that we've been listening to. And he's talking about what it really means to love, what it really means to be a friend of Christ, and really what friendship is truly all about. At the very heart of all of this, okay, at the very heart of all of this is love. Authentic love, okay? It's like, you know, when you think about that that line from that great movie, The Princess Bride, by the book. By the way, the book is way better. The book is hilarious. But the movie, you know, The Princess Bride, love, love. You know, our Lord is talking about real, authentic love. And so he says things like this. He says, if you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. So he gives us, you know, how we're supposed to prove that we love our Lord. We keep his commandments. And then he goes on a little bit deeper, and he says, you are my friends if you do what I command you. The opposite being is you're not my friends if you don't do what I command you. You are my friends if you do what I command you. Now remember I said, at the heart of this is love. Love enables us to fulfill the commandments of God. Remember last week I mentioned that our life is a constant struggle between two wills. Fulfilling the will of God or giving in to our own willfulness. It's a constant battle. It's a constant battle. It's a battle we do day in and day out. Okay? Is that door being held open or is it's just stuck? Thanks, Mike. Oh, it's going to close itself. I didn't know I had that kind of power. Open. But the point is that at the very heart of this is love. Love of God more than we love ourselves. We have to remember that that is at the absolute heart. Because Jesus loved his Father. Remember, we're talking about Jesus who was about to enter into the suffering and death. Okay? He's trying to lay down the content of what it really means to love and the content of friendship. If you do my commandments, you are my friends. You know, if you truly love, you're going to do what I command you, just as I have done what the Father has told me to do and love the Father. Okay? So this is the Jesus who is about to be betrayed by one of his apostles. He's about to be rejected by religious and civil authority. He is about to be scourged. He's going to be experiencing profound rejection and really be left alone, with the exception of the Blessed Mother and John. He knows what he is talking about. He's trying to invite his apostles to follow his example, and then he goes out and he gives them that example. Okay? Fully giving that example. So you think about that heroic love, that heroic choice to love God above all things. And that is a very heroic thing. I'm going to give you an example of a group of people that I work with who I think display this kind of heroic love of God over then giving into a love of self. So back in 1981, I believe it was, Father John Harvey started this group. He was asked by the Cardinal Archbishop of New York to start a ministry to persons who suffer same-sex attraction. Okay? And so this group is called Courage. So that was back in 1981. Well, Courage has grown over the years. And in the Diocese of Arlington, we have three Courage chapters. One's called, we call Courage East, which is in Arlington, Courage South, which is in Fredericksburg, and we have Courage West, which is in the Shenandoah Valley. And so I was introduced to this apostolate back in 2000, I think it was 2005, by Father Scalia. And so now I help lead the Courage West apostolate here. It's an authentic Catholic ministry to persons who suffer same-sex attraction. And these persons, these men and women, want to live the life that God has called them to live. They accept the church's teaching concerning everything. And they desire to live the life that God has called them to live. And so this apostolate is there to enable them, to help them, to encourage them to live the life to which they are called, to glorify God, as St. Paul says, to glorify God in the body. And when you think about the cultural milieu, when you think about the culture in which we live, they are truly being countercultural because they are choosing to follow the way of the Lord Jesus than to give in to the way of the world. And these people have my incredible respect. I wish I was as heroic as they are. But nevertheless, that is an example of, just a small example of persons who really and truly are saying, yes, I am a friend of Jesus Christ, and I am going to do what he commands me to. And by the way, just like our Lord says, I no longer call you slaves, they're saying, I'm not going to be a slave. If you were to ask any one of them, they would be saying this very thing. And so it's an amazing thing when you think about the example of these people who are truly striving to live the life to which God has called them. And then you think on the other side about the way of the world and the way people are just completely giving in to the way of the world. You think about what's going on in our, you know, when you think about how the medical field and the education field are completely enabling, the gender dysphoria that is going on right now. Or you just think about just the promiscuity of our culture, that's not love. It is not love at all. In fact, it's a slavery. It's a slavery to one's appetites. So when we think about what our Lord is saying here, we have to find a way to interiorize it to the point that we are willing to say yes to Jesus in the very same way that he has said yes to the Father. Because that, therein lies authentic friendship with Christ. When we choose to seek and to fulfill the will of God over and above our own willfulness. And we are willful, aren't we? I mean, we are incredibly willful. And yet Jesus doesn't set us up for failure. The fact that these men and women meet, that I work with, to me they're a beautiful sign of that Jesus doesn't set us up for failure. He wants us to succeed in fulfilling his will. It's just a matter of humility and saying yes to him and no to me.